Good morning, Dale.
Well, Carrie Underwood is not having a great year.
Boy, yesterday she got pulled over for speeding, her first time in 18 years. She tweeted, "I feel so ashamed. I may or may not have cried in my car after the cop let me go. Hashtag rule follower, hashtag granny driver, hashtag I'm sorry." Her husband, Mike, wrote, "Proud of you, honey."
You women, that's your go-to.
Crying is like scratching an itch. It doesn't mean what you think it
does. Stop it. Go away. So have you ever done that? Have you ever gotten pulled over and then cried to get out of it?
I did, because my dog had rolled in something dead, and the smell was so atrocious, and the whole idea of getting pulled over, I cried, and he did let me go.
You know, if a guy did that, we'd probably get a worse ticket. They'd write it for more.
And then they'd ask for your man card after
exactly.
that, right? Hillary Scott from Lady A had her twin daughters early yesterday morning. She is so excited. She's going to be sharing more about them in the days to come. Right now, the hospital's calling them Baby A and Baby B.
You know, Chris Tyrell, the drummer for Lady A, is her husband. And if my math is correct on this, he's now down 4-1 on the ratio side. He better build more bathrooms.
Yeah, and I think they have girl dogs, too. Yeah. Luke Bryan's going live on his Facebook page at 3 o'clock Central. Luke says he'll be making a special announcement. At Sunday's Grammys, while Maren Morris, Brothers Osborne, and Eric Church sang Tears in Heaven, did you hear all that noise? I thought it was people in the audience, but it was people loudly chatting in the concourse, and it almost took away from that moment that honored victims of the shootings in Vegas.
Well, I'm glad I didn't hear that then.
Yeah, it was very distracting. I thought, how rude. Now I found out what it was. And finally, Chris Stapleton performs tonight on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. I'm Nashville Kat, back tomorrow with more news and Dish for KF Country.